Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today the church celebrates the memorial of Saints Peter and Paul. And from Jamaica, we hear from Father Clifton Harris, a pastor in Kingston, with a preaching entitled Ministering in a Messy, Broken World.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus had revealed himself to his disciples, and when they had finished breakfast, he said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Simon Peter answered him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said to him, Feed my lambs. Then he said to Simon Peter a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Simon Peter answered him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Tend my sheep. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was distressed that he had said to him a third time, Do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Simon, Jesus said to him, Feed my sheep. Amen, amen, I say to you. When you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. He said this, signifying by what kind of debt he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, Follow me. Gospel of the Lord. The word of God ignited my imagination and memory to the Hellshire Beach in Jamaica, where our parish priests would take us as altar servers and youth on Saturday mornings for a swim. Just imagine sitting by a crackling fire on the beach early in the morning. The smell of roasted fish is in the air. The sea is calm, and you are sitting across from the person you let down the most. That is exactly where Peter found himself in this gospel. Just days earlier, Peter had loudly insisted he would die for Jesus, only to deny even knowing him, not once, not twice, but three times. Now, sitting by a charcoal fire, the same kind of fire Peter stood by when he denied Christ, Peter is handed a breakfast made by none other than Jesus, the risen Savior. In this conversation, Jesus does not yell. He does not bring up the betrayal. Instead, Jesus looks at Peter and asks a simple, piercing question. Do you love me? Jesus asks three times, matching Peter's three denials. But this isn't a cosmic guilt trip. Let's not go there. It's not. It is a beautiful, intentional restoration. Every time Peter answers, Yes, Lord, you know I love you, Jesus gives him a command, Feed my lambs, take care of my sheep, feed my sheep. In this short conversation, Jesus completely redefines what it means to follow him. And his words echoes down to us today. Jesus doesn't ask Peter for a theological essay or a grand emotional display. He asks for love. And then he immediately ties that love to ministry. True discipleship is not just a feeling. It is active care for the people Jesus loves. I say it again. It is about an active care for the people Jesus loves. If we love him, we look out for his people. We serve, we encourage, and we point others back to the shepherd. Yeah? It is simple as that. Peter was likely drowning in guilt at this time. He probably thought his ministry days were completely over. But Jesus used Peter's deepest failure as a launch pad for his ultimate calling. What does it say to us? Our past, our mistakes, and our moments of weakness do not disqualify us from being used by God. His grace is bigger than our biggest regret. Let that sink in. Jesus ends this talk by telling Peter that following him will eventually cost him his life. The truth is, discipleship isn't a path to comfort, wealth, or easy living. No. It is a daily decision to surrender our own plans, our own safety, and our own desire. Then Jesus looks at Peter and says the exact same words he said when he first met by the sea. Follow me. My friends, today, Jesus is sitting across the fire from you. He knows every time you have stumbled. Yes, he does. He knows your doubts and your hidden struggles. And he's asking you the exact same question. Do you love me? Now I say to you, if your answer is yes, then the call on your life is clear. Step out of your comfort zone. Serve the people around you. Love the messy, broken world just as Christ loves us. Stop letting your past dictate your future. The Savior is inviting you into a life of purpose, sacrifice, and deep relationship. He's looking at you right now, and he's saying, follow me. How will you respond?